Mr. Speaker, thanks very much for having us in your office.
Thank you, Dennis. Great to be with you.
When you introduced the Pastor Protection Bill in July of last year, we spoke about it right here in your office, and you said it was limited to religious leaders. You even talked about how limited that scope was and that you expected it to stay that way. Since then, of course, some broader provisions have been added. Are you unhappy that those provisions, which have attracted so much controversy, were added to what was originally a narrow bill?
Well, the Pastor Protection Act did stay in its original form, but, you know, we have a legislative process here, and that means that sometimes we have to accommodate those views. There were a couple of other measures that were modified and put in the package so that you really had a package that consisted of different versions of about three proposals that had been discussed here in this Capitol for quite some time.
But at the time we spoke, you said, when referring to some of these other bills, these are separate conversations, and you said that repeatedly. Have you changed your mind about that?
I haven't. They are separate conversations. And
but they're all in the same bill. So how is it possible to have a separate conversation?
Well, because at the end of the day, in order to come to a resolution which I believe to be fair, I think the way to do that best was the way that we ultimately achieved it, by including these other provisions so that we could address the range of concerns out there on this issue.
Concerns have been raised about the provisions that were added, though. The NFL in the last few days issued a statement implying that Atlanta's Super Bowl bid could be affected by this. A few companies have said, okay, we're not going to locate here. Others have hinted if this bill is signed, they might not do business here. Are you worried that any of those things would happen if the governor signs the bill?
I would encourage those who have concerns about the bill to read the bill first. I think there's a lot of overheated rhetoric out there. I think there's been some overreaction on the part of some.
Including the NFL?
Including the NFL. And you know, I don't tell them how to play football, and so maybe they need to let us do the legislating here, and I say that very respectfully. I think if they read the bill, I can say to anyone, this is a fair and reasonable measure. For the first time in Georgia law, to my knowledge, we have added explicitly anti-discrimination language. And I think if people will catch their breath and step back and look at this measure and read it in a very careful way, they're going to find that this is not Indiana all over again. This is not the other states that have had the problems. That Georgia has chosen a very cautious, measured approach on this issue. And so I think the concern should be satisfied.
Governor Deal is considering what's often called the campus carry bill, which would give people right with concealed weapons permits permission to carry their guns in some places on college campuses. And Governor Deal has lately expressed some concerns about things like campus daycare centers, to name one. Do you share those concerns?
We did not hear those concerns until after the bill had passed both the House and the Senate. I still am of the view, just as much now as I was when that bill was being considered by the House of Representatives, that you do not give up your constitutional rights when you set foot on a college campus. You know, if you start trying to pick at the threads of some of these things sometimes, you can end up sort of gutting the entire intent of the law. And I'm not going to ask this House of Representatives to do that.
House Speaker David Ralston is a Blue Ridge Republican. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dennis. I enjoyed visiting with you.